As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, you got to pump it. So apparently the feud between Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel is heating up. Which, by the way, I can't just say Dwayne Johnson. I always have to say Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It just works. It sounds better.
I rarely even say Dwayne Johnson. I just say The Rock.
The Rock. Anyway, Vin Diesel made some comments. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has made some comments. They're feuding like a couple of divas. Hunter, what do you think this really boils down to?
I think it's just one guy's mad. I think I know which guy it is. Vin Diesel is mad that there's another tan, muscly, bald guy in the mix, and he's pissed off about it. Which, you know, honestly, it's not far-fetched. I could see why he's a little angry.
Which, to be honest, you got to kind of feel for Vin Diesel. He was the OG muscly, bald, tan guy, and then they bring in Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham, both muscly, bald guys. You know what I mean?
You know, it's like bringing in the new kid. You know, you get a little jealous.
Yeah.
New kid gets all the chicks. You know, it's like the exchange student or like the new kid at the school. You know, everybody likes him.
Yeah, exactly. Even though they're probably a douche, which not saying if Dwayne The Rock Johnson is listening, I'm not calling you a douche, but even if there's that new, that new person like aura about him, like, oh, they're new and exciting. And even though they're a jerk, I mean, they could be a murderer, but you're still like, hey, you're new. Let me figure you out, pal.
Mr. Diesel ain't having it.
The big thing, though, is I think Vin Diesel needs to remember that he is movie tough, okay? He's a cinema tough, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson is actually tough, in my opinion. So
Dwayne The Rock Johnson has muscles in areas that I didn't know you could have muscles. It's like a muscly guy inside another muscly guy's body. That's how many muscles are bulging out of his shoulders.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's eyebrow could knock me out. That's what it is. He could do that eyebrow raise. I'm dead. I'm dead. Yeah.
Uppercut right there.
So anyway, yes, I think Vin Diesel needs to check himself before he wrecks himself on The Rock. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Stick to racing. That's all I'm going to say. Racing.
Lastly, no surprise, lots of workers think meetings, whether virtual or in person, are a waste of time. Really? Really? A new SurveyMonkey poll found that 32% of employees find themselves thinking, in this meeting could have been an email or all or most of the time. That number seems low. I think there were some people thinking, oh, did my boss send me this? Is this a trick? Is this to find out if I hate meetings?
What's going on here? You know, typically we sit in meetings and I'm looking around the room at other people, kind of reading the room, reading body language, who's going to pass out first.
You know what
who really doesn't want to be here. She's been on her phone the whole time.
You know what I do during meetings all the time? I do crossword puzzles.
I love it, too, because when we're in meetings and you're doing that, the guy running the meeting, Paul, will usually call on you for something.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that, Brock?
The key is, the key is you got to answer before. What you got to do is you got to get in early. Say something early, and then you're good. It's just like in class. Like, you get that one thing out, and then you're good, man. Then you're good. Then they won't bother you the rest of the meeting. So.
You say something smart right off the bat. So
right away. Just add, or even just agree with something. Like, oh, yeah, I want to echo what so-and-so said. I think that's a great idea. And then add just a little flair to it. Just a little. Just say what they said, but reword it. And you're good. You're golden, man. That's Brock and Hunter's tips for making it seem like you're paying attention in a meeting you don't want to be at. That or get eyeballs tattooed on your eyelids so when you fall asleep, you're good to go.
There you go. Ah, jeez, man. Meeting life hacks with Brock and Hunter.
That's right. We're going to get you through it, man. Okay, so what do we got? We got Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel arguing like divas. And
big tan, muscly, bald guys.
Big tan, muscly, bald guys and crappy meetings. That's good enough for me, man. That is your morning dump. By the way, we're going to be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter, WIRX.